Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Center Court Podcast. It's the tournament edition. I believe it's Wednesday still. It is. It's Wednesday. We had Class A North semifinals, girls and boys tonight. Just some amazing basketball games, especially as we got later into the night. Might as well start with the end. Messalonsky improbably down 4 points with 44 seconds to go. Gets a huge bucket from James Gillespie, forces overtime, ends Skowhegan's run in the tournament, 64-55. That game came after number three Oceanside, which looked really good, beat Coney 67-61. I think Coney ran out of gas a little bit at the end of that game. Those boys' games followed the girls' games this afternoon. A-North semifinals, Nokomis beat Skowhegan 45-32. Mild upset. It's a 3-2. And Messalonsky, those girls, they look as good as anybody in the state. They beat number five Hamden 70-31. So that's kind of the way the day went in reverse order. Might as well, let's start at the end. I'm joined by Drew Bonifant. I'm so tired I forgot to introduce you.
It's all good. It's all good. We're all running on fumes right now.
I think tonight with Messalonsky, what we saw was what heart can do for a basketball team when their back's against the wall.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, 4 points and 40 seconds left. It's going to take, you know, you look at it, it's only a, you know, you hit one shot and you're back in it, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels like it's really gut punch time. Nate Violet hits a big three, gets it to 1 point game. They end up having a chance for another for basket, you said, from Coetzus. And then in overtime, whether it's Skowhegan just kind of being shell shocked, you wonder, but Messalonsky, a big time. Big time statement of grit and poise in those moments.
And we have Messalonsky guard James Kaletsis join us here. We'll hear from him. He sounded not unlike Skowhegan, a little bit shell shocked. It was tough for him to wrap up what he had seen.
We just carried it over time. We dominated over time. I think I only scored like 4 points on that. So I mean, we played. The coach said those last 4 minutes were the best 4 minutes we played, and we didn't even know we were going to make it to those 4 minutes. So next game, hopefully, we can do it a little earlier.
So before those fireworks, we saw Coney come out and look really good. They scored 40 points in the first half. Then they scored 21 points the entire second half, and they fell to Oceanside. Coney was battling a couple of things. Jordan Roddy was in foul trouble. And apparently battling a little bit of a stomach bug. TJ Main said he was throwing up at halftime. Still scored 24 points. So I guess if that's being sick, I'll take it. Taylor Heath also tweaked his ankle, and I think full court pressure, even though Coney loves to go 10, 11, 12 guys deep, caught up with them a little bit at the end of that game.
It seemed to be that way. I mean, you mentioned Roddy. You never know with the foul trouble if that kind of takes a little bit of an edge off his game. He and just whether there are physical issues there as well may have slowed him down. But also it was just the depth. It just seemed like everybody was knocking down shots in the first half. I remember Simon McCormick hits a big buzzer beater from way back. Austin Parlin's hitting big shots, and it just seemed like it started to become a more one-man show as the night was going on, and it's tough to beat Oceanside that way.
It is, and Coney coach TJ Maines had nothing but good things to say about his team, their heart, and their character, especially in the stretch run and through the playoffs after the loss tonight.
The kids had a lot of guts, came back and played hard, and I'm really proud of the growth we made this year and where we're at.
So before we got to the boys' games at the Civic Center tonight, we had a couple of girls' semifinals. Messalonsky, like I said, they continue to just be impressive every time they step on the floor. They were challenged early. Hamden pulled to within 13-12. And then I think it was a 20-4 run through the rest of the first half. So that's a quarter and a half or so that Messalonsky just ran the Broncos off the floor and choked the life right out of them.
Yeah, and a 15-0 run at the end of the first half. I took any remaining drama out of it. It was kind of the opposite of the first game that they had in this tournament against Gardner, where it was a Sophie Holmes show. She scored 33 points, was clearly their go-to player. Today was more of a balanced effort. She and McKenna Broder had 16 points. Allie Turner had 14, doing a little bit of everything. They showed today why they're such a tough team to beat.
Yeah, I thought Allie Turner was good, but really, for my money, I thought McKenna Broder was the best player on the floor. I just thought, when there's so much concentration on Messalonsky's guard play, I think McKenna just gives them a huge presence inside that teams, hard as it is to believe, teams sometimes forget about.
Yeah, she's tall and strong enough to get rebounds and blocks inside, but she can run the floor more like a guard or a swing forward. So it's just, and you'll see her finish underneath, like finish shots underneath, like she's a guard. She's a pretty complete player, and she gives them a real advantage.
And here's Meslonsky coach Keith DeRosby talking about the win after the game.
You know, people can talk about having that one player, but she makes everyone better, and they make her better. And you know, it's balance, and you know, they work on it every day. Every one of those kids is busting every day to be able to play at that speed. And you know, it's been a lot of work this season, but I'm proud of the girls. They've really put it in.
So the day opened up with Nokomis pulling out a win over Skowhegan. Two things sort of stood out to me from that one. Sydney Moore with 20 points, just tremendous, tremendous clutch shooting, especially in the first half. She was deadly from three-point range, and got Nokomis into the flow. And even though it was a little bit of a sloppy game, I think what really played in Nokomis' hands here was the fact that Skowhegan shot just 23% from the floor for the game. I think it was 9 of 40 or something in that neighborhood. You guys can do the math. It's not my strong suit. Nokomis goes off to its first Class A regional final in 14 years. 2003 was the last time they went, and that was when head coach Michelle Paradis was playing for the Warriors.
Well, I shot decent the first game. Like, we got a feel for the rooms and everything here, and I knew my teammates were behind me, so it was easy for me to feel confident shooting their shots.
So that wraps up Wednesday night here at the Augusta Civic Center. We're already looking ahead to Thursday because that's what we do in this business. We have a lot of big games tomorrow for area teams. We start with the Class D South girls games. At 10, we see Temple. They're going to play again. Rangeley's on the court. Also in the morning. So we've got some good girls teams. And then we go into Class D South semifinals for girls and boys. A full day of action here at the Civic Center. I think we're going to see Winthrop boys unbeaten, number one seed in C South. They're in the late game tomorrow night. They are going to be up against a pretty good NYA team that we saw come back and beat Halldale. It seemed like that was a comeback that could never happen.
Yeah, that's, what was that, you know, 20 points or 18 points in the first half. I mean, that's big effort by the team to keep their season alive. And it's going to be a much closer game than Winthrop had against Wiscasset. And is NYA the kind of team that can give them a run? Who knows? We'll find out.
We will find out. And you can find out. Visit centralmaine.com/sports. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And keep up with everything going on here at the Civic Center. We got a ton of content. So we're going to go home and get some rest now.
That's a good plan.
And we will see you here tomorrow, Thursday, at the Civic Center on the Center Court Podcast.